Okay, we're very, very glad you're here. If you're glad to be here tonight, say amen.
Amen.
How many of you have been here all four nights of the crusade so far? This is only the third night. Let's try that again. How many have been here all three nights so far? Two nights? One night? Your first night here? Okay, we're glad you're here. And of course, we have two more nights, Wednesday and Thursday as well. We're glad you're here. Turn to somebody beside you and say, it is so good, to see you in church tonight. Now turn to the other person on the other side and say, I really believe with all my heart the boys will smash the girls on the penny offering tonight. This lady sounds confused, doesn't she? Simple little statement, and she messed up that simple little statement. We'll work on it, okay? Hey, we're glad you're here. Let me ask you a question. How many like animals? I do. And you want to remember all the creatures, all the animals were designed and created by our Savior, our Creator, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Evolution didn't take place. God made the animals. Let me just show you a few of the cuter creatures that He made. That's called a bush baby. They have those over in Africa. They're actually illegal here, but what a cute pet that would be. How about a baby hedgehog? Well, check out this little guy, Fennel Fox. I bet you he can hear really, really well. Now, this next picture is not cute. It is majestic. I would like to have a horse like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, how sweet. How sweet. Nice to have friends, even if your friends don't look like you. Amen. Well, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Let's get a close-up shot here. And then we have five hungry puppies. Now, let me ask you a question. Is the dog really praying or just faking it? Looks like he's really praying, doesn't it? It really does. Maybe he was praying for a new hat. Who knows? Mom and the kids. Butterflies by the hundreds. It's called a spring lamb. Oh, how sweet. Sorry, ma'am, it's an ugly baby. I believe it's Brother Aaron leading songs. Safe place to sleep. And then just one more very special picture. Whose kid is that? We are glad you're here. Hey, if you're glad to be here tonight, say amen. I hope you studied. I hope you came prepared because tonight is the night for the test. If you're ready for the test, say amen.
Amen.
Now, this is not an open book test. It is an open mouth test. If you know the answer to the question, just answer it, okay? If you're sitting beside a blonde and they're struggling, lean over and tell them the answer. It's not, sorry, blondes. It's not cheap. Tell them the blondes, okay? Keep your own score. You'll see 10 questions. Each question worth 10 points. We'll have a bonus question worth 10 points. If you do perfect score plus the bonus, you'd end up with 110 points, okay? Keep your own score. Grade your own paper. And let's see how we do. Question number one. How long did the 100-year war last? And again, just go ahead and talk to me if you would. Keep your own score. Okay. Number two, which country makes Panama hats? We're not hearing anything on the papers there, right? Okay, okay. Number three, in which month do the Russians celebrate the October Revolution? Okay. Number four, where are Chinese gooseberries from? Number five, what is a camel's hair brush made of? Okay. Number six, the Canary Islands in the Pacific are named after what animal? Okay. Number seven, what was King George the VI's first name? It wasn't King. What was his first name?
George.
Okay. Number eight, what color is the purple finch?
Purple.
And then number nine, from which animal do we get catgut?
Catgut.
And then number 10, what is the color of the black box in a commercial airplane?
Black.
How did you do on the paper? How did you do on the test?
Orange.
Anybody get a perfect score?
Orange.
Anybody fail? You're not sure. Let's find out, okay? And then we go to the bonus question for extra credit here. What color is a black mamba? Grade your own paper. Keep your own score. Let's see how you do, okay? Question number one, how long did the 100-year war last? Well, actually, it was 116 years, okay? Number two, which country makes Panama hats? It ain't Panama. It is Ecuador. Go figure. Number three, in which month do the Russians celebrate the October Revolution? For some reason, they celebrate a month late. They celebrate in November. Number four, where are Chinese gooseberries from? They don't come from China. Things in China don't last. They don't come from China. They come from New Zealand. Number five, what is the camel's hair brush made of? No camel's hair. made of squirrel fur. Okay. Number six, the Canary Islands specific are named after what animal? They're named after dogs. It comes from the Latin word canaris, which simply means dog. Number seven, what was King George VI's first name? It wasn't King. It wasn't George. It was actually Albert. Why not King Albert? Okay. Number eight, what color is a purple finch? A purple finch is actually crimson. And then number nine, from which animal do we get catgut? Don't worry about your cats. It comes from sheep and horses. And number 10, what is the color of the black box? That black box is actually orange. Okay. Now, did anybody get a perfect score? Did anybody pass? Did anybody fail? If we're honest, there's a lot of us. First time I saw this, I thought these questions are so obvious. Well, the questions are obvious, but the answers are not. Here comes our bonus question, okay, if you need it. What color is a black mamba? Black mamba is actually tan. Why they call it a black mamba, I have no idea. Apparently, they were colorblind. Hey, we're glad you're here. Tonight is a very special night, the night you've been waiting for. Tonight is the great Twinkie Quiz. And I need some people that like Twinkies. I need some volunteers. What I need is three ladies and three men of any age, basically. And we're going to do a quiz from the men against the ladies and see how we do. Ms. Alma, can I give you the cards as we choose our volunteers? If you'd like to be that volunteer well, we'll find out how much you know about Twinkies. If you'd like to be the volunteer, then raise your hand and we'll get you. I see kids volunteering all over the place. I don't see any adults volunteering, okay? Let's start with you, sir. Why don't you come up on the men's side? We'll have the men stand at a slight angle right here. We'll have the ladies stand right in the center, okay? And let's see. Joanna, have you been a volunteer? Come on up here, please. Grab a couple cards from behind you there. And if you come over on the ladies' side right here in front of the table in the middle, okay? Let's get an adult. I need a brave adult. Oh, we do. Come on up here, please, sir. Oh, very good. We have both sides. Okay, excellent. Come on up here, please. Join your team. And I need two more people. I need one more guy. I need one more girl. We'll take you, sir. Come up here, please, on the men's side. Rogue, would you like to be... Come on up here, please, okay? Give my six brave volunteers a big round of applause, please. We're going to find out just how much these people know about Twinkies, and we might just have a Twinkie or two in the mix for them as well, okay? Okay, so we're putting them in a slight angle like this, so hopefully you see the screen or the monitor. And ladies, you just take a step this way, so you're not on the screen. Just one step this way, and I'll get out of your way, okay? And audience, by the way, you're allowed to help. If you think you know the answer, help them out here. Question number one. Great Twinkie Twiz. Are we ready? It's the men against the ladies. Here's question number one. Who's going to win?
The boys.
Who's going to win? We're about to find out. Let's get started. Okay, question number one. How much does one Twinkie weigh? 1 ounce, 1.5 ounces, 2 ounces, or 1/2 ounce? How much does it weigh? If you think you know, help us out here, please. Adults, we need your input, please.
1.5 ounce.
Okay, if you would hold up the appropriate card, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and then we'll score you that way. Each correct answer from you as a contestant scores 1,000 points to your team, okay? I see a 2, a 4, and a 4, okay? Is it a 42? Okay, 2, a 4, and a 4. On the men's side, I see a 2, a 2, and a 1. Correct answer is number 2, 1.5 ounces. Give the men's team 2,000 points. Give the ladies' team 1,000 points, if you would please, Ms. Zelma. Okay? Number 2, where are Twinkies made? I don't understand this one. I think they're made everywhere, but we'll just choose their answer arbitrarily. Number 1, United States. Number 2, Canada. Number 3, Mexico. Or number 4, made in China. If they're made in China, you don't want to eat them. Okay? Okay, let's go to the men first. Gentlemen, your cards, please. I see a 4, a 2, a 4, a 1, a 1, and a 1. According to the people who put the quiz together, they're made in Canada. I don't know why they say that. I've seen made here as well. But we'll take that, okay? Did you have a 2, sir? Okay, we do have one scoring point here, 1,000 points for the guys. Question number 3. How many Twinkies are baked each year? And if you're a Twinkie fan, you ought to know this one. 500,000, 5 million, 50 million, 500 million. How many Twinkies are baked in a year's time? Okay, the ladies start to see 3 4s all the way across. On the men's side, I see a 3, a 2, and a 2. Is that correct? Okay. Correct answer is number 4. Give the ladies' team 3,000 points, if you would, please. Ladies, if you're catching up there. Question number 5. How many minutes does it take to bake a Twinkie? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. How long does it take? Okay, the men are saying it's number 2. The ladies are saying number 2. Are the ladies copying the men?
Yes.
Did the men copy the ladies? I think the men had it first, okay? Okay, the correct answer is 10 minutes. Give the ladies' team 2,000 points. Give the men's team 3,000 points, please, okay? Question number 5. What cream filling was originally in the Twinkie? Strawberry, banana, vanilla, or chocolate? 1, 2, 3, or 4? Okay, let's go with the men first. Gentlemen, I see threes all the way across. A lady started to say twos all the way across. The original cream filling was banana. Okay, and give the ladies team 3,000 points, please. 3,000 for the ladies. Question number six. Who invented the Twinkie? Jimmy Smith, Jimmy Durante, Jimmy Duar, or Jimmy Carter? Who invented the Twinkie? It must have been Jimmy. Okay, ladies, your cards freeze. I see a one, a four, and a one, okay? And on the men's side, I see threes all the way across. Correct answer is number three. Give the men's team 3,000, please. Jimmy Duar invented the Twinkie. Number seven. Where were the Twinkies first invented? Rochester, New York, Clymer, or Muscatine? Where were they made? Okay, gentlemen, your cards, please. We'll start with... Well, the ladies are ready, aren't they? Okay. Okay, I see a four, and a three. On the men's side, ladies' side, I see a four, and a three. Who's copying whom? Sure looks like somebody's copying somebody, doesn't it? Okay. Correct answer is number four. Give the ladies' team 2,000 points. Give the men's team 2,000 points, please. Number eight. Question number eight. What was the longest Twinkie ever made? 3 feet? 5 feet? 10 feet? 15 feet? How long was that giant Twinkie? And we can use your input if you feel so led. Okay, ladies first, if you would. Ladies, I see a three, a two, and a two. On the men's side, I see a four, a two, and a two. Correct answer is number three. Give the ladies' team 1,000 points, please. Okay. Number nine. Number nine. What was the name of the Twinkie mascot? Twinkie the Yellow, Twinkie the Kid, Twinkie the Sponge Cake, or Captain Twinkie? What was the mascot named? Okay, gentlemen, your cards. I see twos all the way across. Ladies, let us see fours all the way across. You like this one? Correct answer is number two. Twinkie the Kid. Give the men's team 3,000 points, please. Okay? And then I believe here's our final question, number 10. We'll wrap this up. Who is Twinkie's 3,000 for men? That's it. Okay? Who is Twinkie's twin? Chocodiles, Ding Dong, Hostess Cupcake, or Susie Q's? We'll have this one be double points, 2,000 points for each correct answer. Let's see what happens here. Okay, gentlemen, your cards, please. I see a four, and a three. Okay, and on the men's side, the ladies' side, I see a four, a one, and a two. Please keep your cards for a minute there. Okay, four, one, and two, four, four, and three. Correct answer is numero uno, number one, chocolate aisles. Okay, and give the ladies' team a double score there, 2,000 points for correct answer there. Give my six contestants a big round of applause, if you would, please. And could I protect your cards? Stay here for just a second. Sir, would you grab that box of Twinkies and open them up? And as soon as we find out in a moment here who the winners are. Okay, and the winners are the boys, okay? Sir, would you give each of the men on your team two Twinkies and give each lady and the ladies' team one Twinkie, if you would, please? And please don't open these in church. Wait till you're outside before you open the Twinkies. And so you're going to have to put off eating. You can't eat them right away. Again, a round of applause for our contestants. Completely good. They know their Twinkies. Very good. Okay, thank you. Very good. Go ahead and be seated, please. And we are sure glad you're here. Oh, wait. Here's another one. This is yours, question audience. What is the record for eating the most Twinkies in 20 seconds? 10, 14, 21, or 26? What's your pleasure? 21, I'm hearing. And it is 14. Okay, very good. She's there. Oh, we'll continue. I thought we had 10 questions. Enjoy Twinkie. There we are. We're glad you're here tonight. If you're glad to be here, say amen. And again, if you got Twinkies, please don't open those until we're outside of church, okay? Let's all stand together. We're going to ask Brother Aaron to come and lead us in a chorus. If you're ready to sing, say amen. Brother Aaron, would you open a prayer for us, please, sir? And then our first chorus as well, if you would, please.
We appreciate you being here with us tonight. And we're excited about our third night of the Family Crusade. And each night we are giving away a $5 gift card to someone that is here. And tonight, let's see, our gift card is to Five Below. We've got a $5 gift card for Five Below that goes to Alexander Curiel. Is that you? All right. There you go. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. Hey, make sure you come each night. We've still got more Five Below cards, more Sonic cards to give away. We'll do that each night to somebody that is here with us. in the building. For those of you who are watching with us online, if you want to participate in the penny offering here in just a few moments, you can go to lbccircy.com/give, choose boys or girls penny offering from the drop-down menu, and you can still get counted in just before they bring the buckets into weigh, and we want you to be involved in that. So check out lbccircy.com/give. All right, let's bow together for prayer, and then we'll sing this evening. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to gather in your house to worship you. Lord, we pray that you give us a good time in your house tonight. Lord, we enjoy the fun. We enjoy the games. We enjoy laughing. We enjoy being with one another. But, Lord, I pray that you'd prepare our hearts for the preaching that will be here in just a little while. Lord, we pray for those who might be with us tonight that may not know you as Savior, that tonight, as they hear the gospel message preached, that they would give their hearts and their lives to you this evening. Lord, we pray that you just work through Brother Dunlop as he speaks tonight. Give him the power, the Holy Spirit, and we'll give you the praise and honor, the glory for everything that's done here this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's sing Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, Jesus and me in close relation, having a part in His salvation. Happiness is the Lord. Real joy is mine, no matter if the teardrops start. I found the secret, it's Jesus in my heart. Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that's worth the living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord.
Okay, excellent singing. Be seated, please. And thank you, Brother Aaron. Last night, we were showing some prizes you can win, rocket balloons, if you brought a visitor. Did anybody here tonight bring a visitor? You brought a friend with you, somebody with you tonight, okay? Some people did. Very good. If you brought a visitor, please come see me at the end of the service. I have a whole box of rocket balloons to give out to the visitors and to the people that brought them. You probably saw the drone in the air a few minutes ago. At least some people did. And if you'd like to win that drone, say amen. A really nice one with a high-definition camera. You can take still pictures from the air. You can take a video from the air. You can spy on your neighbors from the air. But anyway, we're giving that away on Thursday night to the person that brings the most visitors. Now, in the visitor contest, kids count as 1 point, and adults count as 2 points. And I believe we have one person last night or so. I think there was like 11 points a person had, okay? So somebody's way out front. But even if you just wait till the last night to bring people, you can still win, couldn't you? There's no limit how many you can bring. I was in a meeting up in Washington, D.C. area. We had a boy only came the last night. He came Thursday night, and he won the grand prize. He's only there one night. He had 27 visitors with him. It turned out that was his gang. He just brought the whole gang, and he won the contest. But the best part of all is not the drone or the hoverboard, which we're giving as well. By the way, the first place person gets their choice of the drone or the hoverboard. You choose, and the second place person gets the opposite, you know, the alternate prize. But here's the best part about bringing people. The people you bring will hear the gospel. That's the best part of all. Amen. The best thing you can ever do in your entire life to help somebody else is to help somebody else get saved. That's the best thing you can do. So bring people. They'll hear the gospel and have a chance to receive the Lord as Savior if they're so minded. I've got a friend tonight. He travels with me almost every place we go. His name is Andy. And you listen, please, as Andy comes out to sing for us. You ready? Hey, wake up. Wake up. Open your eyes. Get up. Wait. Wake up. Andy, wake up. Come on. Open your eyes. It's time. Get up. Come on. Wake up. Here we go. Okay. Okay, if you would, listen as Andy sings for us tonight. I don't feel good. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, you listen to sing. I don't feel good. You're serious. Uh-huh. Why don't you feel good? I don't look at Aaron's face. I don't feel good. Andy, real funny. You listen, please, as Andy sings for us. I don't feel good. Well, you already said that. You're serious. I sure am. You going to sing for us? No, I don't feel good. If you're not going to sing, what are you going to do? Can I get back in the suitcase? You're kidding. This guy is fighting to stay out. Granny, help me and all that. I don't feel good. Okay, I'll take your word for it. Would you tell Andy goodbye, please? Would you tell the audience goodbye?
Do I have to?
You haven't done anything else yet.
Hey, Granny, I don't feel good.
Okay, Andy, okay. Let's do something else. I'll tell you what. I need somebody to fill in for Andy. Somebody, maybe some past experiences of a dummy, the intelligence level of a dummy, the personality of a dummy. Do we have a person like that that would like to fill in for Andy and help me out? One of the guys. Aiden, you've already seen this. We'll take you, sir. Come on up here, please. Okay? Give this man a big round of applause as he comes, if you would. Okay, stand right here for me, please, if you would, facing away from the audience. So face me, if you would, please. Okay? And sanitize properly. Okay? We'll have some fun with this. Okay, he's going to fill in for Andy, but you can't use Andy's voice, so you need to choose the voice you think fits your personality. This is whatever's appropriate for you. Good. How about something a little more masculine, a little more bass, if you would, okay?
Uh-huh.
You like that voice better?
Uh-huh.
You think it fits your personality?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what's your name?
Abraham.
I love girls.
Oh, really?
Abraham, what grade are you in?
Fifth grade. I love girls.
Really? Okay. Do you play any sports?
Soccer.
What do you like about soccer? There's girls there. I love girls.
Really? Okay.
And what position do you play?
Second base.
Really? What do you like about the crusade?
There's girls here. I love girls.
I'll tell you what, Abraham. Andy usually sings a song. Would you sing a song for us?
Of course.
You sing with me.
We'll sing together.
It's called a duet. Okay, and what song are we singing? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You sing melody. I'm singing melody. And I'll sing harmony. Twinkle, twinkle, little star has a harmony part. Trust me. Okay, you start. How's it go? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, I love girls. How I wonder what you are, I love girls. Up above the world so high, I love girls. Like a diamond in the sky, I love girls. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, I love girls. How I wonder what you are, I love girls. Give Abraham a big round of applause, if you did, please. Thank you for coming up and thank you for helping. Excellent job. I want to sing with a girl. I love girls. Okay, he wants to sing with a girl. Do we have a girl that would like to come up and help out, okay? Young lady on the second row, would she do that? Okay, come on up here. Come on up. Very good. Come on up here, please. Give her a big round of applause as she comes, if you would. Very good. Right person, okay? Come and stand right here for me, please, okay? And tell me your name.
Destiny.
Destiny? Is that right? One more chant. One more round of applause for Destiny. Hi, Destiny. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Will you marry me? Abraham. Not right now. Maybe later on. That could come later on. Okay? Why don't you guys just sing a song together, something like that? What song do you know? You know Jesus Loved Me? You know the song Jesus Loves Me? Let's sing that. Okay? Turn and face the audience. You listen real closely, real politely as a sing. Ready, sister? Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Sing it, sister. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me, the Bible tells me so. Give this lovely lady a hand. Thank you for coming up. Thank you for singing. And how about a round of applause for Abraham as well? Thank you, Abraham. Thank you, brother. Very good. And what did we learn about Abraham?
He loves girls.
Abraham, thank you for helping out there. Very good. Very good. My friend Bongo the Friendly Bear, I believe, is here tonight. Here he comes. World's friendliest bear. Bear, come on in. Okay, this bear loves the applause. Would you give him a round of applause, please? I think sometimes that's why he comes. Okay, very good. Now, if you are 6 years old or older, stay right here, please. Don't go anywhere. If you're younger than six, why don't you follow Bronco the Friendly Bear? Some very special things in class you'll enjoy. So if you're 3 years old or four or five or not sure how old you're... Bongo. Those aren't bear prizes. Those are kids' prizes. You need to put that back, please, without breaking anything. How about right here? Thank you. Good job there. Very good. Okay. Anyway, if you're 6 years old or older, stay right here, please. Don't go anywhere. If you are younger than 6 years old, Bongo. Thank you. Stand quietly. Put your hands. You don't have hands. Put your paws at your side. And just stand quietly, please. I need to talk to the audience. Okay, again. If you are 6 years old or older, stay right here, please. If you're younger than six, Bongo. Put it back, please. Thank you. Now, if you're 6 years old or... I don't trust you. Step over here. Give Bongo a big round of applause, you would, okay? Take our people to class, and maybe the prize will come later. Thank you, Bongo. Very good. Okay, let's all stand one more time, and Brother Aaron's going to come with a chorus, I believe. Oh, I always forget it. Be seated, please. Take a little of the rest, and we do have the penny offering coming. Okay. Anybody following Bongo? Or little people, follow Bongo, please. Very good.
All right. I believe entering this evening that the ladies and the girls have a 48-pound lead in the offering, correct? All right. On Thursday night, one of these two brave captains, Noel with the girls' team, or Pirate Joey, can you give us a good R? Very nice. One of these brave souls that loses will be honey, drenched in honey, and then feathered and marched around the parking lot to be laughed at by everyone. Joey, do you think we ought to let the girls go first tonight? I think we should. The guys went first last night on the bucket. What did we say, 48 pounds, Chad? All right. 41 pounds for the girls. Are there any extra bricks to add to the girls tonight? There's not. All right. So they now have an 89. Miss Elma. What is that? What kind of propaganda do we have in here this evening? I can't believe Brother Ed let you bring that in here. We got to put those signs away. So the girls have an 89-pound lead. All right, 89-pound lead. Or as Captain Joey here says, the girls had an 89-pound lead. Things are looking pretty good for the guys tonight. Joey? Oh, boy. That's what I thought. 122 pounds for the guys. Plus 8 more pounds. So 130 pounds for the guys tonight gives us a grand total of what? The guys have a 41-pound lead? 40. The guys have taken the lead on night number 3. Things look bleak, but we've come back. We can't let up now, though, guys. We still have Wednesday night and Thursday night. You can't trust. Oh, Miss Karen. Guys, we've got to get us some signs, Joey. You got to get on the stick here. We got to have some momentum. All right, why don't you lead the guys in a victory chant this evening?
All right, guys, let's get loud. Ready? Hip hip, hooray! Hip hip, hooray! Hip hip, hooray!
All right, be back tomorrow night. Find out who wins the penny offering on Thursday night. We'll find out which one of these captains on Thursday night ends up with a bunch of honey and feathers all over them. All right, are we singing a song, Brother Ed? All right, let's stand together. And we'll sing once more this evening, Blessed Be the Name.
All praise to Him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave His Son for man to die that He might man redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more, as God the Father's own right hand, where angel hosts adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Verse number 3.
His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace, of all earth's kingdoms conqueror, whose reign shall never cease.
Sing it out.
Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Okay, excellent singing, and be seated, please. Starting right now, we're watching for the quietest guy here, the quietest girl here, and a third person. Those three quiet people will be playing an awesome game called Minute to Win It. If you want to be a winner, watch you do two things. Number one, sit real straight. And then number two, please, no talking. Sitting somewhere in the audience tonight are three adults called secret agents. One is choosing the quietest girl, one's choosing the quietest guy, one's choosing a third winner, which can be a guy or a girl. Okay, so watching the kids and watching the teens as well. Now, we're playing a funny game tonight called Driving a Pig to Market. Anybody here ever worked on a farm? Anybody ever seen a farm? Anybody here ever eaten something from a farm, okay? You qualify then as an agricultural expert, and we'll have you driving that pig. Now, the faster you go with that pig, the more distance you cover, the more prize you get off the table right there. In addition to the three winners playing Minute to Win It, we're choosing an extra girl, an extra guy, and an extra third person, and my wife, Miss Elma, will have a runner-up package for you as well, okay? I have to somehow get rid of all these prizes in the next two nights, so help me out by being really, really good, okay? And we're giving those away. So again, two things. Number one, sit real straight. Then number two, please, no talking. Thursday night is our last night of our crusade, and that's the night we're giving away the drone and the hoverboard as well. By the way, would you like to see Aaron ride the hoverboard out of church tonight? I tried that thing, and I thought I have a really good sense of balance, and I found out I don't, okay, apparently. I was kind of cruising along about half a mile an hour or less than that, but he's cruising around doing cutting donuts and all sorts of stuff. So we might have him demonstrate that before we leave. Let's all stand, if you would. Sing a song with me. I'm happy today. I'm happy today in Jesus Christ. I'm happy today, for he has taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm happy today. I'm singing today, I'm singing today in Jesus Christ. I'm singing today, for he has taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm singing today. I'm sharing my faith, I'm sharing my faith in Jesus Christ. I'm sharing my faith, for he has taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm sharing my faith. Very, very quietly, if you're seated, please. Again, follow two rules. Rule number one, sit very straight. And then rule number two, please, no talking. Watching the kids, watching the teens. Should we also include the adults and watch them too? Well, I got one yes and about six no's. I'm sorry I didn't carry. But anyway, watch it for young people, so work for that. Tonight we're going to be talking about two key words, two very, very important words that are found in our Bible. The first key word is the word faith. By faith, we're talking about just trusting God, trusting the Lord Jesus for your salvation, trusting by faith. The other key word we're going to talk about is the key word works. Now, by works, we're talking about good things you do for God, perhaps good things you do through a church or some religion. Now, here's our question. Which one of these, faith or works, which one of these is God's way of salvation? Just talk to me. How do we know? You know, sometimes I ask the question, and some people say faith, and some people say works. In fact, all the religions of the world teach that you get saved by works. And then sometimes people say, well, it takes both. What's the answer? Well, let's go to the Bible. I'm going to put a verse on the screen, a couple of verses on the screen from the book of Ephesians, and have you, look for the two keywords as we read the verses, okay? Faith or works, which one it is. Read the verse with me, please, together. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Okay, back to the original question. Which one of these is God's way of salvation?
Faith.
Do works have any part in our salvation?
No.
What does the Bible say? Not of works, lest any man should boast. God's way of salvation, God's only way of salvation, God's only way to heaven is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus died for you on the cross, when Jesus died for me on the cross, He shed His blood to pay for our sins. Salvation is now a free gift. We simply receive it by faith. How do we know? God's Word says so very clearly. Read those two key verses one more time together. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. Right now, would you bow your heads? Right now, would you close your eyes? Right now, would you ask God to help you to listen to a very important Bible message tonight? Lord, we have a good crowd of people tonight. I thank you for bringing us together tonight in the church. I pray that right now you'd help each person to focus their complete attention on your word. Fill me with your power, with your spirit, so I can share the message in such a way that everyone will understand. I pray especially, Lord, for those who have not yet been saved. Help them to see that your salvation, your way to heaven, is faith in Jesus Christ. May they trust you as their Savior tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Many, many years ago, in a faraway country, there's a large, very beautiful house. You might have driven by the house, you would have noticed it and said, wow, I wonder who lives there. The man who lived there was very, very wealthy, very famous, very important, but he was not happy. He was the captain of the entire Syrian army. Today, if he's in the army, he'd be a 5-star general. Very important, very powerful man, very rich man, very wealthy man, but he was not saved. The Bible tells us his name was Naaman. Say it again. Naaman. And the Bible also tells us that Naaman had a dreadful disease known as leprosy. How many of you have ever heard of leprosy? It has to be the worst disease in the world. As I understand it, it starts off small. Maybe a little white patch in your arm begins to grow and spread. Leprosy many times will rot a person's flesh right off their body while they're still alive. A person with leprosy begin to lose their fingers and lose their toes and lose parts of their face. It's a horrible disease, a horrible disease. There's no cure, even today. Today we have some medicines that help, but we don't have an absolute cure for leprosy. Leprosy was a horrible disease. Now, the Bible tells us that Captain Naaman had taken his armies into the land of Israel and brought back some captives to Syria. One of the captives was a little maid. The Bible just calls her a little maid. I'm guessing she was probably like 4th or 5th or 6th grade. One day she was at the house with Mrs. Naaman and the captain was gone. And the little girl said, ma'am, could I ask you a question? Why does Captain Naaman always look so unhappy? He never smiles. He never laughs. He never jokes. He looks like he's ready to cry. Why is he so unhappy? And Mrs. Naaman told the girl about the disease known as leprosy. When the girl heard about the leprosy, you know what she said? She said, I wish that Captain Naaman could go to Israel where I live. Mrs. Naaman said, why do you say that, sweetheart? And here's what the girl said. She said, if Captain Naaman could go to Israel where I live, my God could heal the captain. Now, she had a lot of faith, didn't she? Was she right? Oh, yes. Let me ask you a question. Well, Mrs. Naaman says, sweetheart, don't joke about this. This is not funny. And the little girl said, no, ma'am, I'm not joking. I'm serious. She said, well, say it again. And the girl said it again. If Captain Naaman could go to Israel where I live, my God could heal the captain. Now, young people, let me ask you a question. When a kid says something like that, do adults usually believe them? No, not usually. But for some reason, Mrs. Naaman believed the little girl. That evening when Captain Naaman came home from the office, Mrs. Naaman told him, and for some reason Captain Naaman also believed a little girl. Anyway, in just a few days, Captain Naaman was taking a trip, leaving Syria, going to the land of Israel to see if the God of Israel could actually heal him. Well, he went to the wrong place. He went to the king of Israel, and the king of Israel didn't know God. But he finally found the right place. He went to the house of Elisha. Elisha was a prophet of God. He spoke for God. And so Captain Naaman found the house of Elisha, and he went there. He pulled up in front of the yard with all the horses and chariots and all the important men of Syria. I mean, it's like a regular parade. Now, Captain Naaman was a very powerful man, a very rich man, but he also was a very proud man. And Elisha knew that. Elisha did not come out to see him. Instead, he just sent his servant, a young man by the name of Gehazi. Gehazi came walking out, and Captain Naaman said, are you the prophet? Are you Elisha? And Gehazi laughed and said, no, I'm just a servant. Well, I have a message for you from God. Captain, if you want to be healed, God says, go down to the River Jordan, dip your body under the water 7 times, and you will be healed. Captain Naaman says, say what? And Gehazi said it again. If you want to be healed by God, go down to the River Jordan, dip your body under the water 7 times, and God will heal you. Captain Naaman said, is that all? Is that the whole message? And Gehazi said, yes. And he walked back into the house. Captain Naaman was angry. Matter of fact, he was furious. He said, come on, guys, we're out of here. They're making fun of us. Going down to that muddy river Jordan wouldn't do a thing. The rivers of Damascus are far better. I'm not going to do this. This is ridiculous. They're making fun of us. One of his servants stepped up and said, Captain, sir, could I say something? And Captain Amos, still angry, he said, go ahead, whatever it is, say it. And here's what the servant said. Master, if they asked you something really risky, really dangerous to get rid of your disease, would you do it? And the captain said, well, of course I would. I hate leprosy. He said, Captain, what if they asked you to do something really difficult, really hard to get rid of the disease? Would you do it? And Captain Amos said, well, I would do anything. I hate this disease. And here's what the servant said. He said, sir, they did not ask you to do anything dangerous. They didn't ask you to do anything difficult. Why not do this simple thing and obey their God and see if their God will heal you? That was good advice. Amen. Now, Captain Naaman was a very intelligent man. He knew he was hearing good advice. And he turned to his servant and said, you're right. We'll do it. Captain Naaman and all the horses and chariots and the port men of Syria went down to the river Jordan. The captain stepped out of his chariot. He took off his helmet and he set it aside. He took off his sword belt and he set it aside. He took off his armor and he set it aside. And he went wading out in the middle of the river Jordan. Now, how many times does he have to go down? Who said it had to be seven? God did. You see, if Captain Naaman wants to be healed, there's only one person that can heal him. And who is that? God. You see, so if Captain Naaman wants to be healed, he has to do this thing exactly God's way. There is no other way. And so he's ready to obey God. He took a deep breath. Under the water he went. He came up. He looked at his hands. He felt his face. What did he find? The leprosy was still there. God did not say one time. God said seven times. Captain Naaman went down two, three, four, five, six times. When he came up the sixth time, he stopped to look at his hands and felt his face and felt his neck. What would he find? The leprosy would still be there. Suppose he says, it's not working. It's not working at all. I've done it six times already. It hasn't changed a thing. It's not working at all. And let's say after six times he wades out of the river, he doesn't go down the seventh time. Will he be healed? No. He has to do this God's way. And God's only way is seven times. Captain Naaman took another breath. He went down the last time, the seventh time. He came up. He looked at his hands. He felt his face. And all of a sudden, he's jumping up and down, laughing and shouting. And water's flying everywhere. God had healed him because he had done it exactly God's way. Now, tonight, we are talking about two key words. The first key word being faith. The other key word was works. And now back to the original question, which one of these is God's way of salvation? How do we know? Different people teach us different things. Different religions say all sorts of different things about going to heaven. How do you find the truth? Young person, mom or dad, you find the truth in God's Word, the Bible. God's Word clearly tells us we get saved by faith. That is God's way. My wife and I have a really good job. I'm what they call an evangelist. And a good part of the year, we travel from city to city, state to state, and sometimes even over other countries. And we share the gospel, tell people about heaven and how to be saved by Jesus. I've talked to a lot of different people talk about heaven, and different people shared different things they think will take them to heaven. Let's look at a couple. There's many, many people that trust in their religion. Can religion save us? Can religion take a person to heaven? Several years ago, I was in the city of Rome, Italy. The tour guide showed us a fancy, fancy church. And I mean, this church is beautiful, but that church was a big cathedral. I mean, it was incredible. Over one side was a special door, but it was locked, and it was covered in gold. The tour guide told us to keep the door locked all the time. Once every 25 years, a very important man comes and unlocks the door, and they open the door and tell the people they walk through the special door. The moment they pass through that door, they'll have their sins forgiven because they walk through the special door. Wait a minute. Does the Bible teach that? Where did that come from? Somebody just made that up. That's just religion. That's not God's way. And then there's what tour guide told us this. She said, last time the golden door was open was in the year 2000. And they left it open an extended period of time. They estimate that more than 20 million people walked through that special door hoping to have their sins forgiven. Were their sins forgiven because they walked through a special door? That is not God's way of salvation. That is only religion. If you're here tonight, you've never received Jesus as your Savior, don't trust in your church. Don't trust in religion. I talk to people sometimes about going to heaven. They say, well, yeah, I'm a good Baptist. or I was baptized in the Church of Christ, or I'm a good Methodist, I'm a good Catholic, and they're trusting their church and trusting their religion. This is not God's way of salvation. Some people trust in their good works. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Good works, good things you do for other people, maybe good things you do for God even, good things you do for a church or religion. And many people trust in their good works. Many, many people think that God has some kind of a giant scale up in heaven. They believe on Judgment Day, He's going to take all the good things they've ever done and put them on one side of His giant scale. And then took all the bad things they've ever done and put the bad things on the other side of His scale. These people believe that God will weigh the goods against their bad and see if they've been good enough to live in heaven. They believe that they've been really good. He'll say, okay, yes, you're a very good person. Come and live with me. You're a good person. They believe that they've been bad. He'll say, I'm sorry. Mm-mm. You weren't good enough. Does the Bible teach that? It doesn't, does it? It says not of works, lest any man should boast. Religion won't save us. Good works won't save us. And there's something else that people trust in. Sincerity. Sincerity means you're really, really sincere. You really believe what you say you believe. You would not believe how many people told me it doesn't really matter what you believe. What's only the thing that really matters if you're sincere. If you really believe, if you're really sincere, God knows that, and it's good enough for Him. In fact, the man that sold me the projector came up from Atlanta, and I hooked up the projector to a laptop and started putting some Bible verses on the wall. One of the verses that I put on the wall was John 14:6. Does anybody here know that verse? Jesus saith unto him, you know that verse? If you know it, say it with me. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. Well, the salesman read the verse on the wall and he said, I don't believe that. I said, sir, that's Jesus speaking. I copied it word for word out of my Bible. He said, well, I don't care. I don't believe that. I said, you don't believe that Jesus is the only way? He said, no. I said, what is the way? And here's what he said. Sir, it doesn't really matter what you believe. As long as you're sincere, God knows that. That's enough for him. Then he stopped and said, well, even like a Buddhist. He said, I know the Buddhist religion is not a true religion, but if a person really believes that, then God will accept that. Does the Bible teach that? In some ways, that kind of sounds good, but the Bible doesn't teach that. That is not God's way. And even today, I never thought we'd have mentioned this, but even today, in spite of, you know, we have people with religion, people with good works, people with sincerity, and some people trust in other gods. How many gods are there? There's only one. He's the one who sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to Calvary to die on the cross in our place. Several years ago, I was in the land of India. Over in India, they have something like 85 million different gods. Every place you go, you see gods. Some of them look friendly. Some of them look kind of scary. Some look terrifying. In fact, we were in the city of Calcutta, going to the airport, and I was riding in a taxi cab. The taxi cab had a flat tire, and the driver pulled to the side. Over there, they drive on the wrong side of the road. They're actually on the left side of the road. I got out of the taxi, and the driver kept saying, sir, I will hurry. I will hurry. I will hurry. While he's fixing the tire, I'm walking down the sidewalk and just looking at different things. And right beside the sidewalk was a whole row of carved statues. What do you call those? Idols. Carved idols. Probably 16 or 18 or 20 of them. Some of the idols had fallen over, and they're lying on the sides of the mud, and they couldn't get back up. They needed someone to come along and pick them up again. Now, if you had a god that fell over on its side in the mud and couldn't get back up, could that god help you? Oh, no. That God is not alive. That God is not real. And so here's what he's saying. Religion cannot save us. Good works cannot save us. Sincerity cannot save us. Other gods cannot save us. You see, Mr. Ed, then what is God's way? And what is God's way? God's way of salvation. God's only way of salvation is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus went to Calvary and loving us enough to take our place on the cross, He died in our place, shedding His blood to pay for our sins. When Jesus died on the cross, He provided the only way of salvation. If you're trusting your religion, your church, your good works, your sincerity, the fact you give money, you're a good neighbor, if you're trusting anything other than Jesus, you're trusting the wrong thing. God's way of salvation, God's only way of salvation is, say it with me, faith. Maybe you're here tonight and say, Mr. Ed, I've never been saved yet by faith, and I'm sure interested. I wonder, how do I do that? Let me show you from the Bible what a person needs to know and believe to be saved by the Lord Jesus. Three things, all from God's Word. Here's number one. Sit with me. I am a sinner. Again, I am a sinner. What are some things that we do that God says are wrong? Name them with me. Lying, disobedience, selfishness. stealing, laziness. Is that sin? Oh, yes, not doing our best for God. Pride. We're all on the list, aren't we? Cussing. Say the verse with me. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Now, looking carefully at the verse, what is the second word of the verse? And who would that include? Would that include me? Would that include the preacher? Would that include you? We are sinners, aren't we? I was in Minneapolis, West Virginia. The pastor's wife was talking with a girl after church, and she said this. She said, I'm not a sinner. I don't watch bad movies, and I'm nice to my friends. I am not a sinner. Was she right or wrong? Now, she might be a pretty good person. I don't know her, but she might have been a very good person. But she was wrong, because no matter how good she tries to be, no matter how good we try to be, we are sinners. Again, what's number one? I am a sinner. Number two is the gospel, the good news. Say it with me, if you would. Jesus died for my sins. Again, Jesus died for my sins. The Bible clearly teaches that Jesus is God. In fact, John chapter 1 tells us Jesus is the Creator. He's the one who actually made this universe. He's our Creator and He's also our Savior. He loved you and loved me enough to leave heaven and come to earth. He lived among people for 33 years. And the book of Hebrews chapter 4 tells us He never sinned one time. The Bible says He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. 33 years later, after He'd been among people for 33 years, He went outside the city of Jerusalem. He willingly laid down on the cross. The book of John tells us He laid down His life for you and for me. A Roman soldier came and drove spikes through His hands and through His feet, nailed Him to a cross. Jesus, the Creator of the universe, died on a cross in our sins, shedding His blood so we can be saved and be forgiven. I would encourage you to be here tomorrow night. I think unless God changes our direction, we'll tell the story of Calvary tomorrow night and what Jesus suffered for us. For 3 days and 3 nights, He was buried in a borrowed tomb. What happened when 3 days and 3 nights passed? Yes, sir. He came back to life. He is alive tonight. I love the verse, Romans 5:8. Say it with me. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Who did Jesus die for? Why? Because of His love for us. And then number three, say it with me. I must receive Jesus as my Savior. Again, I must receive Jesus as my Savior. Right now, almost everybody here, sitting up real straight, real quiet. You're working for the men to win a game. Here's one of our prizes. 2 liters of original taste, Coca-Cola Classic. Say amen right there. Now, is this a gift? Yes or no? You're sitting real straight, real quiet. You're working, hoping to be chosen as one of the best kids here. So if you're working for these are not gifts. What would we call them? Rewards. This is the prize for being good. In fact, you look at the table, there's not a single gift on the table, but there's a whole bunch of rewards. You guys are earning these. You're working for these. Okay, now back to the question of salvation, having our sins forgiven, having eternal life, live with God forever. That's called salvation. Here's the question. Is salvation a gift or a reward? All the different religions of the world teach that salvation is a reward. We earn it by being good or being religious. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches that salvation is a free gift. We don't work for it. We simply receive it by faith. A very special verse. I love this verse. Read it with me. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Look at the verse carefully and somebody raise your hand. I think we asked this question last night. What is it that you and I deserve because of our sin? Yes, sir. We deserve death. Now, another hand here, okay? What is it that God wants to give us that we don't deserve? Yes, ma'am, in the pink. Eternal life. That's incredible, isn't it? You and I deserve death because of our sin, and God loves us. Says, no, I don't want to give you that. Because He loves us, because of His grace, He wants to give us the free gift of eternal life. Give it to us by faith. Read the whole verse again. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. So again, if you're here tonight, you've never received Jesus. Remember this, salvation is not a reward you get by being good. It's a free gift. If you're here tonight, you've never received Jesus. Again, here's how to do that. Number one, tell God you're sorry for your sin. The Bible says repent. Ask God to turn you from your sin. Ask for His forgiveness. Number two, believe that Jesus loved you and died for you, that He shed His blood on the cross, that He came back to life in 3 days and three nights. If you believe that, say amen. He did that for us. Number three, by faith, ask Jesus to be your Savior. He will forgive your sins and give the gift of eternal life. Then you can know, based on the Bible, based on the Word of God, you can know you're going to heaven. And that's an awesome thing to know. Faith or works, which one is God's way? God's way is faith. Read the two key verses one more time together. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Back to the original question, which one of these is God's way to heaven? How do we know? The Bible says so, exactly. We know that faith is God's way, God's only way, because it tells us in the Bible. Right now, would you bow your head? Would you close your eyes? Would you simply ask God to speak to your heart in a very special way? I want to ask you some very important questions. Please listen very closely, if you would. How many nights did Mr. Ed, I have already, by faith, received the Lord Jesus as my Savior? He forgave my sins. He saved my soul. Brother Ed, I know I'm saved through Jesus. Could I see your hand if that's you? Very good. Thank you. Second question. How many tonight say, Mr. Ed, I'm not saved yet, but I do want to be. I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus died on the cross in my place, but I've never yet received Him. I need to. If that's you, could I see your hand? I won't embarrass you. Call out. I just want to know if you're here tonight, you're not saved. If you're not saved, could I see your hand just for a moment? Just slip it up right back down. Okay, very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Anybody else? Mr. Ed, I'm not saved yet. Third question, how many tonight say, I think I'm saved. Maybe I'd go to heaven. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. Could I see your hand? Just slip it up right back down. Okay, several people. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Here's your invitation. With her head still bowed, her eyes still closed, let's sing this song together. I have decided to follow Jesus. If you're sitting there and you're not saved, you're not sure, would you do this? When we start to sing, would you very quickly, very quietly just leave your seat? By the way, would you sit way back in your seats, please? Bow your heads, but not your bodies. That would let somebody in your row get by you very easily. Please do that for them, okay? But if you're not saved and not sure and you'd like to talk with somebody about it again, just quietly slip in your seat and walk to the back. There's some ladies, some men back there, some teachers. What they'll do is take you to a quiet classroom and show you again from the Bible how to receive Jesus. Then the choice is yours. You can say yes to Jesus. You can say no. It's your choice. It's your decision. I got saved when I was a little kid, too young to even start school. And I'll tell you this, I have never regretted that decision. Being saved is the best thing in all this world. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for going to Calvary, taking our sin on the cross, dying in our place, so that we can be saved and be forgiven. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Lord, tonight I've had some people raise their hands, they're not saved or not sure. I pray that right now you'd help them to have the courage to come and talk with the teacher. Help them understand the gospel and how to be saved by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. With their heads still bowed, our eyes still closed, let's sing that song together. If you're not saved, if you're not sure, could I invite you just to quietly walk to the back and talk with the teacher at the door? You come as we sing it together. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided. If you're not saved, if you're not sure, would you come and talk with the teacher? No turning. Your lady counselor, please. No turning. Sing the same verse again, please. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. And just a moment, let's sing the second verse. We won't sing a long time, but let me say this. I know you're working to be one of our winners from Minute to Win-It game. You will not lose that by coming out to talk with the teacher. We'll do that at the very end, okay? You won't lose that. But again, if you're not saved, you're not sure, we invite you to walk back and talk with the teacher. If you're watching by internet or all that, you can do that right in your home. Just kneel beside your bed and just put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to be your Savior. And He will. Romans chapter 10 tells us, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise from God Himself. With our heads still bowed, let's sing that second verse, and then we'll close our invitation. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? If you're not saved, we invite you to come. Together, will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. How many say, Mr. Ed, I'll try to be here tomorrow night. I'll try to bring somebody with me. Can I see your hand? I'll try to bring somebody with me tomorrow night. Very good. Thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us, for dying on Calvary, on the cross, in our place, that we might be saved by faith. I pray for the one that came with the invitation, help her to understand the gospel. I pray, Lord God, for other people that are here not saved or maybe just not sure. Lord, help them not to wait until it's too late. Again, we ask you to help us to reach souls tomorrow with a service as well, with a gospel message. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Stand together, if you would, please. If you're still working, be one of our Minute to Win It workers. Say amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand. And Brother Aaron's going to come with a song. And then we'll go into a special Bible game in just a moment or two.
And let's sing together, His Name is Wonderful.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He went to Calvary, died on the cross for me. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is my Savior, my Lord and Redeemer. My dearest friend is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus.
Please, sir, and give that horn to a quiet young person who looks really, really eager, okay? And can I ask you to be a volunteer for me, please, sir? You're going to be my bank. We're going to play a game tonight called Let's Start a Zoo. I'm going to have you be the First National Boys Bank. Would you be the First National Girls Bank, okay? And hopefully have some people playing the game and giving you $100 bills, okay? And we just printed up a whole bunch of counterfeit money a few months before the service, so don't spend it down at Walmart. You'll probably be arrested for trying, okay? But for the game, it's good. Okay, I need a game pastor. Would you be a game spotter for me tonight, please? Or have you already been assigned? Okay, maybe that's not going to sign. Okay. Tonight the first question goes to the girls, then we'll go to the boys, we'll go back and forth, starting with the girls' questions. I want you to imagine you have a friend who's going to start a zoo. He wants you to travel around the world, and he wants you to collect animals for his zoo, and he's going to pay you for the animals you collect. He might give you $300 for an animal. He might give you $500, $700, who knows. But there's some animals that are protected by different governments around the world. And if you capture an animal that's protected, you have to stop. You lose your money. You lose your points. You go back to your seat with nothing, okay? And so what you want to do is capture a few animals and then stop before you find a protected one. Why don't you help me out with a game? Just choose an animal you think you'd like to put in the zoo. This is just for practice. The parrot. Okay, where's the parrot? The parrot, the parrot, the parrot. Okay, the parrot. Let's go with the parrot. And the parrot is how much? $300. Okay, so if you capture the parrot, then you have $300 to get to give to your team. Okay, choose another one for me, please.
Anaconda.
The anaconda? That guy right there?
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's a cobra, an Indian cobra. But let's go for it. Okay. Whoa, here's a new one. And the cobra would bring how much for the cobra? The cobra is worth $100. That'd be more than that, wouldn't you? Okay, let's try just one more, and then we'll go to the game. The bald eagle. Okay, let's go to the bald eagle. And the bald eagle is $400. You thought he'd be protected, didn't you? Okay, let's get started with the game. It's the guys against the girls. Tell me who's going to win this game.
The boys.
We're about to find out. Okay, we're about to find out. Thank you, sir. Okay. Okay, question number one. Please remember, do not stand up until you hear the horn. If you stand up before the horn, Brother Aaron will not call on you. He's just going to look at you and smile and choose somebody else. Oh, that's not Brother Aaron. I'm sorry, Brother Aaron's dad. There's a difference. Okay, here we go. Question number one. Ladies, what were the two key words in our Bible message tonight? Wait for the horn. There we go. Right here, the banker, yes. Faith and works. Very good. Step right over here, please, and choose an animal for me, please. Oh, by the way, I'm going to get some money here. Would you mind being a kind of a banker here and pay out the money for me? Stand right here, please, sir, and as I call out different amounts of money, you just pass it to her, okay? That'll make our game a lot smoother, I think. Okay, here we go. Choose an animal for me, please. Okay, go to the giraffe. By the way, if you find a protected animal in your very first choice, because you didn't know any different, we won't count it. We'll just ignore it and move on. Okay, but after the first choice, it does count. Choose for me, please. You said the giraffe. Let's go to the giraffe. Mr. Giraffe, what are you worth, sir? Let's find out, okay? And the giraffe is worth... Oh, check that out. I think you found the biggest one in the whole game, okay? We start off with $900, and Brother Eden will give you $900. Very good, okay? And let's go back. You can stop or you can go. Now, if you stop, then it goes to the bank and you're the banker. But if you go and you get a protected animal, then you lose all that money, okay? But you have $900. Stop or go? You going to stop at $900? Should she stop or go? Okay, she's going to stop. The bank right now has $900. If somebody loses, get a protected animal later on, they don't lose. That money's safe because you have it, okay? Okay, another question number two. Question number two goes to the guys. Are we ready, sir? Faith or works, which one is God's way of salvation? Faith is God's way. Come on down, sir, and let's see what he does for the guys. As you come, choose an animal for me, please. The panda. Let's go with the panda. And the panda is how much? Protected. Stay right here, please, sir. Remember the promise. You can find it on the first choice. It doesn't count against you. So we'll go back and we'll try again. Go for it, please. Turtle? Okay, go to the turtle. And the turtle is... Oh, it's a speedy turtle. $500. Would you give this man $500, please, sir? Okay, very good. And back to the animal. You want to stop or go? I would go, but it's up to you. Pardon me? No, that one was. The first one was. So we sit, we continue. Okay. You want to stop or go? Choose again. The beaver. Okay, let's go to the beaver. And the beaver is worth, Mr. Beaver, how much are you worth? He's worth $300. Okay. $300 for the beaver. Stop or go? Choose again, please. The turkey. Okay, let's go to the turkey. And the turkey is... How much? $100. Okay, give that man $100 for the turkey. Stop or go? He's going to stop, take your money to the bank, and make a deposit. Once your money is in the bank, then it is safe. Okay, so give it to this banker right here. He gave it kind of reluctantly. Okay, back to number three, back to the girls. He said that faith is God's way of salvation, and he is very correct. Now, here's my question. How do we... Please don't abbreviate my question. How do we know? How do we know that faith is God's way of salvation?
Because
is with girls, right? Yeah, girls, right. How do we know that faith is God's way? It says in the Bible. Good answer. Coming down here. Let's see what she does for the girls. As you come, choose an animal for me, please. Okay, go for the lion. And the lion is... $300. Okay, I thought he might be protected. Okay, $300 for the lion. Stop or go? Okay, choose again. The kangaroo. Let's go with the kangaroo. You get two for the price of one, looks like right there. Okay. And the kangaroo is how much? $600. Well, that was a nice one. Okay. Give the girl $600 there. Oops. That's not it. Let's get to the hyperlink. Here we go. Okay. Stop or go? Choose again, please. The elephant. Let's go to the elephant. And the elephant is... Settle down, mister. $100. It's a cheap elephant. Okay, stop or go. She's going to stop, take your money to the bank, and make a deposit, please. Back to the guys. I think it's number four. Gentlemen, we talked about a man who had a serious, serious problem. What was the man's name? Yes. What was his name? Is that close enough?
Oh, wait.
Name. Pretty close. Name it. Okay. We'll take it. Very good. Choose for me, please. The tiger. Let's go to the tiger. And the tiger is worth... Whoa, $800. Hey, that was a nice one. Give this man $800, please. Okay, stop or go, sir. By the way, keep this money safe, separate from the banker money, okay? Don't put them together. Keep that money. Once you set this money down, just and then watch the banker over here that she doesn't steal from you. Okay. Stop or go? Okay, I would. Which one? The octopus. Okay, let's go to the octopus. Find the cursor here. Okay, here we go. And the octopus is worth $500. Okay, that was a nice one. Okay, stop or go, sir?
Go.
Choose again, please. The cobra again. Let's go to the cobra, okay? And the cobra is... $100 again, okay? $100 for the cobra. Stop or go, sir? He's going to stop, okay? And make a deposit with him. Very good. Okay, we're back to the ladies. Back to the ladies. What was the terrible, terrible problem that Naaman had, ladies? Yes.
I think it was leprosy.
He had leprosy, exactly. Okay, choose for me, please.
I want the moose.
Which one?
The moose.
Oh, the moose. Okay, and the moose. Okay, and the moose is... Mr. Moose, how much are you? $400. Okay, give that lady $400, please. Not bad, not bad. Stop or go?
Go.
I would. Choose again, please.
I want the seal.
The seal. Okay, where is the seal?
I don't right see. Next to the rhino.
Oh, he's hiding over there. Very good. Okay, let's go with the seal. And the seal is $200. Give the lady $200, please. Stop or go. She's going to stop. Take your money to the bank and make a deposit, please. Okay? Back to the guys. Naaman travels to Israel. He gets the message from God through Elisha, through the Gehazi, the servant. What did God tell the captain to do if he wanted to be healed? Light blue or dark blue? Lighter blue. Okay, yes, sir. What did God tell him to do? You've got the body of water? Okay, go down into seven times. What was the body of water? What was it called?
Jordan.
The Jordan, yes, the Jordan River. Very good. Come on down here, sir. Let's see what he does for the guys. Step right over in the middle, if you would, for me, please. And go for it. Which one?
The dinosaur.
Oh, right here. We do have a dinosaur, don't we? Okay. The dinosaur, and the dinosaur is $900. Hey, that was sweet. Well, that was nice. Okay, $900. That was really nice. Stop or go? Pardon me? One more. The bank is out of money. Whoa, we've got to write down some IOUs here, don't we? Keep them. Okay, so you need $100 more. Put $100 right now and go ahead and make your deposit. Well, hang on to it and make a deposit. $100 more, yes. Stop or go, sir? Okay, choose again, please. Which one? A camel. Let's go for the camel. And the camel is protected. Oh. So erase that $100 there, and you still have a little bit of money, don't you? Yes. Everything from his turn there. Okay. Okay, we're out of time here almost. Let's have one final question just for the girls, one final question just for the guys. On these last two questions, if you find a protected animal on your first, your second, or your third choice, it won't count against you, we'll simply ignore it. So you're safe for the first few choices. Also, this man right here suddenly feels very generous, and he's going to give you double money. If you find an $800 animal, you get $1,600. If you find a $200 animal, you get $400. Everything's double automatically. You're in a generous mood, aren't you, sir? Okay, we're going back to the girls. Ladies, I showed you a graphic with some different ladders of people, things that people trust in to take to heaven. Those things won't save them. Name two of the things that people trust in that cannot save them. Just for the girls. Okay, religion cannot save us. Sincerity cannot save us. Very good. Come on down. Let's see what she does for the girls. And go at least three times because you're safe for the first three choices. The fox. Okay, let's go for the fox. And the fox is $1,400. And I just realized who this is. This is the Federal Reserve Board. That's who it is. Okay, how much money do you have? How much do you have right there? You can't double it without doubling it. Okay, so you have $800. And how much was the fox? $1,400. Okay, so you give that to her. She can hold that. And then put down a $600 debit there. Okay, okay. And we got $800, so just write $600. We're going to keep adding this up. Okay? Stop or go? Well, you say for two more, so go at least twice more. Leave the $600 separate, hon. Okay? Choose them. Choose up. Let's get rid of the fox here. Mr. Fox, we're through here. Okay. The monkey. Let's go for the monkey. And the monkey is double points or double money. And the monkey is protected. But wait a minute. It doesn't influence what she did. That's only a second choice. She still has one more choice. Aren't you glad for that promise? Okay. So she's got, let's get rid of the protected here. And choose again, please. And this third one is the last one that's safe, so be careful. Go for it. The moose. Let's go for the moose. The moose is double money. And the moose is $800. Okay, give that lady $800. We're going to write down $800. Okay, stop or go. From now on, the protected ones count, so be careful. You're going to stop or go? She's going to stop. Take your money to the bank. Make a deposit, please. And you've added the additional money right there for her, okay? Okay, one final question. This goes to the guys. This will finish the game. Gentlemen, tell me the three things from the Bible that a person needs to know and believe to be saved by the Lord Jesus. What are those three things? Okay, what are the three things a person needs to know to be saved? Okay, number one, I'm a sinner. Very good. Number two? Jesus died on the cross for us. Very good. So number one, I'm a sinner. Number two, Jesus died on the cross for me. What's number three? What do you do to get eternal life? Who can give you eternal life? Just Jesus. Yes, Jesus be your Savior. He gives you eternal life. Come on up here, please. Let's see what he does for the guys. You're safe for the first three choices. And then after that, you got to watch out for those protected animals. Okay, go for it. I'm sorry? The rhino? Okay, let's go for the rhino. I don't think we've chosen him yet, have we? Okay, Mr. Rhino. Here he comes. Okay. And the rhino is worth... No, he's protected, but it doesn't count against you. So let's go again. Let's get rid of the protected animal here. And choose again for me, please, if I can get under here. The elephant. Let's go to the elephant. And the elephant is... $100. Make that $200 for the elephant, okay? So $200. Choose again, please. This is the last one that's safe, and you have to decide after that. Which one? The camel. Okay, let's go for the camel. We're still talking double money here. And the camel is worth... Oh, he's protected. Now, that was your third choice. So, from now on, they do count. You going to stop or go? He's going to go. Choose again, please. Brother Aaron, would you come up and do a quick audit on the First National Girls Bank? And I'll save us a moment here, just counting $100 bills for us. Okay. What do you want to choose, sir? The eagle. Go for the eagle. Okay, Mr. Eagle. How much? Whoa. Okay, and the eagle is $400. Double that for $800, okay? $800, sir. Do you want to stop or go? Choose again, please. Be careful here. Kangaroo? Okay, the kangaroo. Two for the price of one. And we have... $1,200 there, okay? Stop or go, sir. $1,200. If you get a protected animal, we'll lose it all, so be careful. He wants to go. Okay, be careful. Go for it. Which one? Oh, I've got to get rid of the kangaroo, yes. Sorry about that. This kangaroo, would you leave? There. The moose? $1,200. Okay, going for the moose. There's the moose. Okay, and the moose is $800. Okay, $800. Stop or go? The white thing, this one here, or the seal. Okay, I tell you what, for the sake of time, we're going to have to call this your last one, okay, because we're going to wrap up the game here in just a minute. Okay, let's go for the seal, and the seal is, how much? The seal is $400, okay, so give that man $400 if you would, please, okay? Okay, thank you, sir. Everyone take a deep breath, hold it. And we do do a quick audit on the First National Boys Bank, and then we're going to add some money to the score there. You can get that money real fast. You have a total for the girls, right? Okay. Plus, plus 3,400, 2,700, plus 3,400, 6,100. Okay, the First National Boys Bank, with total deposits on the hand, I believe, of $6,100. And the First National Girls Bank, with total deposits on the hand of... $5,100. Gentlemen, hip hip, hooray! Hip hip, hooray! Hip hip, hooray! And the question is, who's going to win the Bible game tomorrow night? Plan to be here. A lot of special things I think you'll enjoy. And the winners of our Bible game tonight, the winners are the guys. I need the secret agents. Who are the secret agents? Skip the music here. Who are the secret agents? Would you identify yourselves, the secret agents? Yes, sir. Can you give me real quickly your runner-up, your second-place person, please? Come on down, sir. Give the man a hand as he comes. Slip over here and see my wife, and she's got a deal for you, okay? Going to run this up. Congratulations, sir. Right over here. Okay, and who is your grand winner, please, sir? Right here. Okay, yes, sir. Come on down. Give the man a hand. Congratulations. Very good. Okay, come right up here. You're playing Minute to Win It, Driving the Pig to Market. Another secret agent real quickly here. Who are my secret agents? Going. Other secret agents? Yes, who's your runner-up, please? Where is Chloe? Chloe, come on down. Come and see my wife. Give Chloe a big round of applause, please, if you would. Very good. Oh, you got a good prize there. That thing is fun. That thing is really fun. Okay, and then the grand winner? Okay. Double choice, huh? Okay, come on. Give the man a hand. Come up here on the platform of good. Right over here. And then one more. Another secret agent. Okay, I tell you what, we can start the game and then just incorporate her in there. That would work. The game tonight is called Driving the Pig to Market. It's a Minute to Win It game. And let's see, here is the official pig. Okay, so here's our pig. You see it's not right there. And Aiden, how about if I have you start off? We're going to have you use the official pig driver. This has not been anybody's bathroom. It says right here on the side, for farm use only, okay? So what you're going to do is take the official pig driver. When the music starts, you're going to roll that pig gently down the aisle, but just as fast as you can go. I had one girl, she played this game. She took the pig driver, stuck the handle up the pig's snout, and pushed the pig backwards the whole trip. Can you imagine how painful that was for the pig, okay? So what you're going to do, sir, is push that pig. When you get him down to the corner, you can take a left turn and go behind the pews. But when you reach that first corner, you scored your first point, okay? You get to this corner over here, you get 2 points. Come to this corner here, 3 points. This corner here, 4 points. When he comes back up, you're Cameron, right? Aiden's going to pass the pig driver off to you. And so you do the same thing. You get to the corner there, and you have 5 points. Get this, 6, 7, 8. And if you go past 8, and our girl isn't here yet, then you're going to get the pig driver again. So you can just keep going as fast as you can. Each time you turn a corner, it scores another point for you. If you end up with 13 points, you get 13 prizes. You get 13 prizes, and the girl gets 13 prizes. Okay? Are we ready, Aiden? Set. And up. Where is the timer? Come on, guys. Okay, can you give me a timer again, Brother Aaron? Something's missing here.
How long?
60 seconds.
All right. Ready? Set. Go.
Here we go. Oops, got an ornery pig. Moving sideways. Okay, there's 1 point. We're off to a good start. Okay, there's 2. Hey, that pig is moving. Okay, there's 3. This guy's doing well. Look at this. Okay, we scored a 4. That is not bad. That's not bad at all. Excellent. Okay, get that pig moving. Oops. Okay, we're halfway through. There's 5 points. Turn that corner. Oh, don't hurt the pig. Okay, there's 6. Turn another corner here. Come on down. Okay, we got 7. There's 8. Okay, freeze. And we scored an 8, which is not a bad score at all. Give these contestants a big round of applause if you would, please. Good job, guys. Step over here, see my wife, and she has got a deal for you. We need to find out who that third person was in just a moment, if we can. Is she being counseled or the counselor's out that chose? Wasn't she? Okay. Find out as fast as we can that she will be coming in and choosing 8 prizes as well. Okay. If you'd like to play Minute to Win and again tomorrow night, say amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow night's game is so fast, you don't have to chase a pig or chase ping pong balls or whatever. It is so fast, we can give you half a minute to win it. 30 seconds, and typically you get a lot more prizes in 30 seconds than you do in this game with 60 seconds. Plan to be here. You'll enjoy what happens. It's 8:30. It's time to go home. Listen closely. Yes, sir. Okay, there is a series of books back there called the Terrestrial Chronicles. It's a series set back in medieval time with the knights and castles and dragons and all that. It's a very, very scriptural series. It shows the Christian life, what happens when we become a child of the King. And the whole purpose is to encourage you to serve the King of Kings. There's an adventure series back there, Frontier series. There's a second medieval series. Now, check those out. The books are $7 each or $44 for the whole set of 7. And they will change your family's life. They really will. So check those out if you would. Also, we have the drone. We're giving that away on Thursday night. We're giving away the hoverboard on Thursday night. Plan to be here. Brother Aaron or Pastor, who needs to dismiss here? And we'll see what happens tomorrow. Sure. I'll tell you what, my wife is going to choose the girl because she's been watching as well. And so she'll go ahead and make that selection, if you would, Miss Emma.
Joanna, grand prize winner. Give Joanna a big hand.
Yeah, give her a hand.
Don't forget, bring your visitors. We've got the drone to give away. We've got the hoverboard we're giving away. First place, it's your choice of which one of those you want. I didn't need a haircut tonight, though.
So I'll just give you a trim. Okay.
Let's stand together. Thank you for being here tonight. Plan to be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Plan to bring someone with you. Those of you who are watching online, plan to join us again online tomorrow night. And we will be looking forward to that. Let's bow for prayer. We'll be dismissed. If you rode the van, if you brought visitors, come see Brother Dunlop for the Rockets. And then if you rode the van, wait right here at the front. We'll let you know when we're ready to load the van. All right? Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for our opportunity to be here together this evening as we heard the preaching of your word. Lord, we pray that it touched hearts. We know that there are some that are being dealt with now. God, we pray that you just work, allow the Holy Spirit to move in that situation. And Lord, we just give you the praise for those who have come to know you this evening. We pray that you would just continue to work tomorrow night and Thursday night through the Family Crusade. We love you. We thank you for all that you've done for us. Bring us back together tomorrow night as we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for being here.
So what?